Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk some football. Let's talk some state championship football. As you know, I told the story of the St. Pius football team. St. Pius, my alma mater, and where both of my boys went to school and both of my girls will go to school. They're in seventh grade now, so a year and a half, I have twins there, oh boy. But told the story of the Warriors and their dramatic victory in the state semifinals over Cardinal Ritter out of St. Louis. And now they'll take on another St. Louis team, St. Mary's, and that takes place in Columbia, where Mizzou plays, Saturday at 11 a.m., and I got my tickets last night, so I'm taking the whole crew down there. And I wanted to talk to two of the stars of the game, two of the stars of the team that were responsible for a couple of unbelievable plays that we saw, and the game was at St. Pius this past Saturday. So we have the quarterback, Jack Mosh, and running back, Robbie Sharp, and they both play multiple positions, but we're going to talk about what they did on offense and this team. So let's see a little first. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, Coach, I'm here.
All right. And
coach!
We go,
Coach! Oh,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
Coach!
That's exactly right. Jack, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, so, sir and Coach. All right,
what's
you guys
going on
me
here,
too, but I like this. So the coach comes from, so Robbie, of course, when he was in grade school, he was in the transfer portal, and we got him for St. Gabe's. And he played in the backcourt at St. Gabriel's along with Phil St. John. And I was the assistant coach along with Robbie's uncle and Robbie's dad. And it was some of the most fun I've ever had coaching kids, right? And Robbie was our point guard, and he kind of knew he was a great athlete. He was going to go on and do great things in high school. Jack is also a great athlete who, by the way, is committed to go play baseball at Mizzou. And so, Robbie, let's start there. How much do you look back on those lessons that you learned from me at St. Gabe's when you were in sixth grade and seventh grade? Did you think about any of that when you were lateraling that ball back to Jack for the game-winning touchdown in the state semifinals? Just go ahead and just tell us now.
Yeah, Coach, that was about all that was on my mind in that moment.
Right.
I would say.
That's exactly right.
Thinking back to those days in the Gabe's gym.
Yeah. And now I'm coaching the 7th and 8th grade girls basketball team. So, and then I tell them stories about Robbie Sharp.
Who knows what greatness they're going to be achieving at St. Pius here.
But I use you as an example. This, when Robbie was point guard, we did this. And they all tell me we're tired of hearing about Robbie. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay, let's start with, so Jack, I want to ask you, as you're the quarterback, before we get into the what's now called the bumblebee play that won the game, Hail Mary before halftime, 51-yard Hail Mary. Take me through what was going on there, because you guys were going up against a good defense. It was a really tough game, and Cardinal Ritter, you played a great game as well. And so take me back to that moment right before halftime. You guys were able to connect on a Hail Mary and give you guys some momentum going into the locker room.
Well, yeah, speak about momentum. Right before that, we just lost all our momentum. You know, it was 7-0, then it was 14-7, so we needed something. I mean, I kind of wanted to just knee the ball and go to halftime, but it didn't really work. So we just called Hail Mary. It was about as far as I could throw it with pads on, so I threw as far as I could, and somehow it got to the end zone, and somehow Robbie wasn't covered, so it all worked out.
So did you see that he was uncovered, or did you just throw it up and hope for the best? Because like you said, he got behind the defense and no one was around him. It was kind of surprising. Did you see that, or did you just throw it up there and hope for the best and say, you know what, hey, Robbie's down there somewhere?
I definitely said that. No, I was actually probably tried to get it to Jayshon Ross.
Right.
But I guess it went over his head, and Robbie was back there, so it was more of a prayer.
And so, Robbie, for you, I mean, you don't get that open. I mean, nobody gets that open on a Hail Mary attempt right before the halftime. What were you thinking? Take me through the play from your perspective.
Well, for a long time, my dad
has always told me, if you're ever in a Hail Mary situation, always just go to the very back because guys jump too early. And I'm 5'8". I'm not going to out-jump anyone in a jump ball for Hail Mary. So I saw three or four guys just go to Jay Sean, and they all jumped way too early. And I just kind of slipped behind them, and I was like, this is either getting tipped. But somehow it didn't get tipped, fell right into my arms, and I was like, let's freaking go.
So how tall is Jay Sean?
He's 6'4".
So that's the guy you think that's maybe going to get the Hail Mary. And so Nate, you got to love that the 5'8 running back is the kid that got the Hail Mary because that's normally not the guy that ends up with the ball.
As a 5'8 person myself, I love the strategy there. You know, just slip in behind and let everybody else, make a misplay.
That's exactly right. And so then you guys go into halftime, you get that done, and obviously it was a tough second half. But then you get the ball back, and you're down 6 points. And we all got the feeling in the crowd, hey, boy, this is it. It's now or never. They're either going to drive the ball down the field and score, or it's going to be heartbreak. And so, Jack, you, and I tweeted this out, take me back to the hit you took, because you were on the field for a little while. That was one of the hardest hits I've ever seen a high school football player take. And you came back into the game, and obviously you helped win the game. But, man, take me back to that moment because we were all real nervous in the crowd as to whether or not you're going to be able to come back in the game.
Yeah, I won't lie to you and say that it didn't hurt because it hurt. But it was more of a – I just got the wind knocked out of me. So I was on the ground just trying to breathe again.
Right.
And after my breath came back, it was fine.
And then you were back out there, and you, of course, you had to play defense and everything else. And so but as the quarterback, take me back – to the beginning of that final drive. And it was, I don't know, how many plays was the final drive? How long was that drive?
It was a 92-yard drive, so I don't know. It was a long drive.
Right, it felt like 15 or 16 plays. But take me back to that moment. You got your team there. You're the quarterback, and you know that this is your chance to win the game. What was the mood like? What was the emotion like when you get in the huddle and you're getting ready to start that drive?
Well, I think me and Robbie kind of reinforced the team 21-20. We're going to win this game 21-20. So, and that's what we did. We went down, drove the ball, and everyone believed it. I think that's why it happened.
And, Robbie, there was a lot of you running the football and just, you know, you guys didn't panic, and you just kind of grinded the drive out with running the football, picking up, you know, 4 yards here, 5 yards there. There was no panic. And you guys methodically moved the football down the field. Tell me, from your perspective, what that drive is like as you guys were marching down the field.
Just thinking in my head, 3 to 4 yards a carry, keep the chains moving, keep the clock ticking, just slow, methodical drive, and that's exactly what we did.
Okay, so I've tried to describe this, and I showed the video of the play. So who named it Bumblebee? How did it get the name Bumblebee?
That was Coach Simone.
Yeah. Okay.
He was getting interviewed, and apparently he called it Bumblebee.
Okay, so did you have any idea why it's Bumblebee? I was trying to figure that out. No?
He said he was thinking of the Chiefs Wasp play.
Okay, all right, here we go. That's what I wanted to hear. That makes sense now. Okay, so I showed this to Nate. I showed this to Nick Leckie yesterday. They were all freaking out. And so the ball's at the 10-yard line, and it's 4th and 3, and you guys are down 20-14. And this is it. I think you only had one timeout left, and so it was either you get a first down or you get a touchdown, and if you don't convert, the game's going to be over. They're going to be able to run the clock out. And so, Jack, take me there. It's 4th and 3, and you know a trip to the state championship game's on the line. What's the play call? What are you guys talking about in the huddle? And take me right up to when you snap the ball.
Well, the play call is the same that we've been doing all the whole drive, getting 4 yards. We thought we can run the ball and get 4 yards. Unfortunately, we did that and got -2 yards. So I guess we had to make something else happen, and Robbie's responsible for all that.
So we're in the crowd, and we're on the far end. We're on the other side of the field, and we can't really see what's going on. And we see Robbie gets the ball. And like Jack said, Robbie, you get wrapped up immediately, all right?
Yep.
So, and then what happened happened. And I was with, you know, some dads over there. And like, what happened? I go, I think he let out of the ball. I don't know what happened. And no one knew what happened because we couldn't really see very well. And it didn't make sense that you let out of the ball, and whether it was on purpose or whatever. And so you get the ball handed to you. You get wrapped up. So take it from there. And what was going through your mind and what happened?
So I see a guy build the five hole, the one that I was aiming to go through. So I cut back a little. Cut back right into a Ritter player, and he takes me. And so I kind of turn my body to try and get going to the right side instead of the left side. And then there's like three or four kind of ganged up on me, but I keep my feet moving. And then I'm running my feet, and I see Jack out of the corner of my eye clapping his hands saying, Robbie, 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 or ball, ball, ball. And so I just flip it to him with my left hand. And I thought he was going to run it, to be honest. I had no idea Max Irvey, wide receiver, was even on that side. So I just turned around and blocked the nearest DB. And then I looked up, and Irvey had the ball in his hands in the end zone. And I was like, no way that just happened.
And so, like, so none of that was supposed to happen. Because, like, some people are like, well, you know, is that the play they call? Was he supposed to lateral it back? That was just you trying to create. But, Jack, you saw him wrapped up, and you were calling for the ball. And, Nate, you made that point yesterday. You loved how Robbie, when he was, you know, after he lateraled, then he was still picked up the block, right?
Yep.
But so, Jack, what are you thinking? When you see him wrapped up, because we all see him get wrapped up, and then the crowd was like, oh, no. And then just like that, but you had the awareness to be calling for the ball, right? But you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect that to happen. So what's going through your mind?
I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, no. So I'm like, Robbie, give me the ball. And when he actually pitched it, I was like, oh, wow, what do I do? I started running, and here are all these Cardinal Ritter guys on me. So then I decided to look up, and Max Irvey's in the back of the end zone alone. So I'm like, all right, here we go. So I throw it, and I was just hoping there wasn't any flags or anything. And somehow there wasn't. And I don't know. I was just thinking that's the craziest play I've ever been a part of.
I mean, when I watched that play, guys, it looked like the kind of play that when you're playing in the backyard with your buddies or at recess or something, and you're not really scripting out plays. It's just, you know, hey, flip it back to me. Oh, that guy's open. Somebody get out, you know, go out. And and you guys made it work in like the most important moment of your high school career. You spend all this time preparing and running plays and all that stuff, and it comes down to like a backyard play that you drop in the dirt or just make up on the fly, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, I was telling Nick Leckie yesterday, that's the kind of play, like if you went to see a movie about high school football and that's how it ended, you look like, oh, that wouldn't happen. That's not realistic. That wouldn't happen in a state semifinal game. Yeah. But the thing was, there was still time left on the clock, and you guys had to go out there and play defense. How hard was it to settle back down after the wild excitement of scoring that touchdown and get back out there and get the stop, which you did, because you had to stop them because they did drive the football down the field, because the game wasn't over when you caught that, when you threw that touchdown pass. Jack, you guys had to go out there and play defense. So what was that? How hard was that to settle back down and get back out there and do your job?
It was really hard. And it was actually props to our crowd. It was hard to hear the calls from the sideline. I think there was a couple plays and we were just, we had no idea what coverage we were in. We were just, I don't know, everyone grab a man. That's what we were doing because we couldn't hear what to run. So, but after that, after a couple plays, we settled back in, I think. And I don't know, they broke like a 40-yard run. And right there, I was like, oh, that's not good.
Oh, no.
We settled in.
Yeah, no, we were all freaking out. That's exactly, and end of the game with a sack. And so then, so Robbie, for you, after that play, I mean, and you see Jack throw the football, what were you thinking when the football was in the air and you saw that it goes from a tackle for a loss to you guys to score the game-winning touchdown?
I was pure joy. There's a few clips you can see me jumping around like a crazy person right after it happened. But I was so happy, like Jack said a little bit ago. We said at the beginning of the huddle, 21-20, 21-20, and to score there and extra point pending. It was like, we did it. Just now got to get a stop on D, and we did. So it was amazing.
Okay, so I don't want to make you guys late for school because you still got to go to class and everything else, but I got to ask you guys a couple of tough questions. Again, we're talking to Jack Mosh, the quarterback at St. Pius, and then Robbie Sharp, running back, and you guys play defense as well, but we're talking about the two amazing plays that took you to the state championship game. All right, each of you, I've had the pleasure of joining your dads in the broadcast booth. All right, so now I'm sure you guys listen to this. Give me an honest critique, each of you. What do you think of your dads as broadcasters? How do they do as calling the games for St. Pius? Let's be honest here. If you can be on the board, you got to be honest. What do you guys think? What would your critique be of the broadcast crew for St. Pius? Jack?
They do it well, but I also think when it gets to crunch time, they're 100% rooting for us in the booth. There's not a lot of, I don't know, being in the middle on the commentary side. It's all
yeah, they get real mad at the refs, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So being in there sometimes. Robbie, how do you think your dad does? Your dad's got to do all these reads and everything else, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you remember, even from grade school basketball, your dad can get very emotional at certain points of the game, but he tries to handle himself and call the game. Does he do a good job?
Yes, he does a great job. And when he said last year that him and Dave Mosh were going to start doing these games, I was baffled because I was like, there's no way he's going to be able to not just be a dad in the press box. But he has completely changed the way I think that he watches games. And I think the whole Pius community has benefited from it, for sure.
Hey, let me tell you, they do a great job, and I've had fun watching them. And okay, so the next tough question. Each of you, what's your favorite class at St. Pius? Jack first, and then Robbie. Favorite class at St. Pius?
Surprisingly, I'll go calculus.
Well, shout out to the who's the teacher?
Mrs. Wilson.
Okay.
Our kicker's mine.
There we go. All right, then. Robbie, what about you?
This year I got to go with my third hour current events class, Mr. Waris.
Okay. All right.
He's a dog. So definitely that class.
All right. Now, the important thing, state championship game coming up on Saturday. I'm going to be there. A whole bunch of people coming down from Kansas City. Jack and then Robbie, tell me what the preparation's been like and what you expect Saturday at 11 a.m. when you kick off in Columbia.
Well, all we've been hearing all week is St. Mary's is unbeatable, and we might be the biggest underdogs in state championship history. But what we really don't care about is all that. I think we're going to shock a lot of people. I think it's our year. After last year, I think we're going to make it up for last year.
Because you made it to the state championship game and lost a heartbreaker. Robbie, what about you? What do you expect Saturday, and how excited are you to be back in the state championship game?
I'm crazy excited, and I know all our guys are too. And to be playing down at Mizzou this year instead of in Blair Oaks High School for a state championship game, it's a lot better feeling. And I know that we've come too far to lose again in the finals, so we're taking that pain loss from painful loss last year in the title game with us this year, and so we have some revenge, unfinished business. Sure.
Robbie, did you realize it was a giant win when you saw that Phil St. John had run on the field in the celebration afterwards? That's when it really clicked, right? That, boy, this must be a big deal, right?
Yep, that really, it resonated in my head that this means something if he's on the field, yes.
True or false, now that you guys are getting so much attention in media, are you guys both represented by my business manager, Stevie Sharp? Is that is that true?
Very true.
All right.
Well, very true.
You have to negotiate with me, too, because that's my guy. Hey, I want to tell you guys something seriously. I had so much fun watching you guys because we couldn't go to games last year on your trip to you know, all the way through the playoffs and the state championship game. I've been to 4 or 5 games with my daughters and my wife, and we love it. For everyone in the St. Pius X community, you guys represent us so well. We're all very proud of you, no matter what happens on Saturday, and I'm with you. Shock the world. I'm going to be there, so I want you to shock the world. But no matter what, you guys are champions. That is a game that nobody's ever going to forget. And those plays, you guys will be talking about 30, 40, 50 years from now. And I can't tell you how proud I am of you guys. Good luck on Saturday. I'll be there supporting you and bring home a championship to Kansas City, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. That's right.
Coach.
And that's right. Thank you. I appreciate that. All that that grade school basketball still resonates with you, Robbie. Jack, Robbie, congratulations. I'll talk to you again real soon. That's Jack Mosh, the quarterback at St. Pius. Robbie Sharp, running back at St. Pius. They both play defense. The Warriors take on a very tough St. Mary's team from St. Louis in Columbia on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Good luck to the Warriors. Bring it home to Kansas City. Back after this on WHB.